Jim Thome's Hall of Fame exhibit includes the pockmarked aluminum bat he hit stones with as a kid in Peoria, Illinois. The glove he wore at third base in the 1995 World Series, a first appearance for Cleveland in more than 40 years. The shoes he wore throughout the Indians' 1997 season, when he hit 40 of his 612 home runs. But for fans like Katie Reed, the reason for the trip to Cooperstown transcends the stats.
He was guileless. You know, he was a really friendly guy and just went out there and worked really hard.
During his 22-year career, Thome won baseball's top good guy awards, the ones named for men like Roberto Clemente and Lou Gehrig. He was named one of the friendliest guys in the game, second only to Sean Casey. In fact, some baseball writers questioned whether he was too much of a good guy and too little of a self-promoter to get into the hall. But he made it on the first ballot. And the man whose grin hasn't changed since he was a gangly kid playing double-A ball in Canton says being a good guy matters.
Numbers will be broken, but at the end of the day, isn't it pretty special when you have teammates and friends and people at the end, you know, as you grow old?
Thome was as much a proud father and son as a proud ball player this weekend. His 15-year-old daughter, Lila, sang the national anthem.
I mean, I'm a little biased because she's my daughter, but her voice is just breathtakingly beautiful.
At the pre-induction press conference, he kept his arm around the shoulder of his 10-year-old son, Landon. And the pink tie he wore during the ceremony itself honored his beloved mother, Joyce, who died of lung cancer in 2005.
We went through a very emotional time with losing mom and having that opportunity to come home. And I think what baseball did, it really eased the pain of her death.
Coming home meant returning to Illinois to play for the Chicago White Sox, Cleveland's Central Division rivals. In between was Philadelphia, and he ended up playing for a total of a half dozen teams.
What can I say about Cleveland?
But his longest stint was in Cleveland, which picked him in the long shot 13th round in 1989.
My time in Northeast Ohio shaped the person that I am today in so many ways.
He arrived with very little hype and a lot of very raw talent. Thome says he was lucky. Cleveland was just beginning an era of investing in young talent and had plenty of patience.
You know, think about it. We were at a time in the 90s where they let young players actually fail a little bit to get ultimately where we all wanted to go. And I was a raw player that failed and got that opportunity to learn the game.
And he learned important lessons in humility. Some from the long-suffering Indians fans in the cavernous old Municipal Stadium.
Playing defense, you know, early on at third base, you know, when I was in the old ballpark in Cleveland, and there might be like 1,100 people there, and every ball that I threw away, you heard every one of them. and they wanted to root for us. It wasn't a bad thing. It made me, like, realize I've got to get better.
But his glove was never going to get him to Cooperstown. His bat did. He finished 8th on the all-time home run list, including a major league record 13 walk-off homers. Thome credits that part of his game in part to Charlie Manuel, the Indians' hitting coach and manager.
To me, you know, as much as my family, my mom and dad, from a baseball end, I think he was made as big an impact for me as anyone.
Thome's offensive stats piled up during the heady days of the steroid-driven power numbers. But as Cleveland fan Phil Bruschino notes, scandal never touched Thome.
In an era where so many guys cheated, he never did.
Sheldon Oker was the Beacon Journal's longtime baseball writer, who also won his own place in Cooperstown this weekend, getting the Baseball Writers Association's J.D. Taylor Spink Award. Oker acknowledged he suffered through a lot of bad baseball. That made the breakout Indians teams of the 90s something special. And he said three or four of the players on the powerful 1995 team deserved to join Thome in the hall. But he acknowledges Thome was something special.
He's one of the nicest guys you're ever going to find in baseball.
For now, the nice guy is back home in Illinois, working in the White Sox front office. But he says rival Cleveland remains on track to do what his Indians couldn't do, win a World Series. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.